I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. When North Koreans escape from their country, most try to make their way to South Korea. Officials there say some 22,000 North Korean defectors now live in South Korea, and they expect that number is going to grow significantly by the end of the year. Advocates say South Korea is not prepared to meet the needs of these refugees, and that's making it even harder for them to adjust to their new lives. Jason Struther reports from Daegu.
When North Korean refugees first arrive in the South, they spend 3 months in a resettlement facility called Hanawon. That's where they learn the ins and outs of living in a capitalist society, things like how to use an ATM. After they finish there, they still can get help at one of 30 smaller Hana centers around the country, like this one in Daegu. The center has a program that provides defectors with part-time jobs. North Koreans here are packing microchips into crates before shipping them out to HD monitor and cell phone manufacturers. One of the workers is 21-year-old Kim Guk-chol. He's lived in Daegu for 2 years.
Yes, 처음에는 좀 힘들었는데, 아, 이젠 좀 힘든.
It was pretty hard at first to get used to living here, Kim says, but I got a lot of help from the Hana Center. Now I'm planning to go to college and learn about business. But the part-time job program and many of the other refugee services offered here don't come from the national government, says Lee Young-sok, a Hana Center official. The Daegu branch has to reach out to the local government, charities, and other sources of funding to help North Koreans settle in. Lee says as the number of defectors increases, he's not so sure if they'll all get the assistance they need over the long term. The Hana centers only receive government funding to help refugees who have been here for up to a year, he says, and I don't think this is enough time to really help these people adjust. It would be better if the government increased support for a longer period of time. Lee says the kind of support many defectors need goes much deeper than just setting them up in new homes or finding them jobs. It's more psychological, and his Hana Center is trying to compensate for that. Inside a small classroom, a group of newly arrived North Koreans gets a lesson in communication skills. The teacher asks the students how they feel when speaking to new people. One student says she feels uncomfortable. Lee says many of these refugees feel traumatized by their hard lives in North Korea. Some were also victimized by human traffickers in China. Lee says no one should expect those troubles to disappear after only a year in South Korea. Once they arrive here, it's not easy, Lee says. Many spend several months just feeling lost. Many are depressed or can't control their anger. They lack the self-confidence to talk to people. They're embarrassed about their past and would rather just shut themselves off to others. Lee says it doesn't help that many South Koreans look down on North Koreans and don't really want to help them make a life here. One 39-year-old refugee at the Hana Center, who did not want to give her name, says North and South Koreans do have trouble understanding one another, but the differences can be overcome. Generally, I think South Koreans are very nice, she says, but the feeling I get is that they have led a very comfortable life, very different from our experience. I'm hopeful, though, that the day will soon come when we can all put our differences aside and live more comfortably together. For The World, I'm Jason Struther, Daegu, South Korea.